The report, a partnership principally between Jacksonville University and the University of North Florida, once again found the lower basin of the St. Johns River has a fecal coliform and chlorophyll problem. Both chemicals contribute to fish kills, vegetation death, and toxic algal blooms. Still, UNF professor and lead author Rotha Piondi says there's at least one glaring bright spot. Phosphorus and nitrogen are steadily decreasing.
And so that's what I would sort of take as the takeaway, that nutrient levels are coming down, and that has been a long-term effort of many stakeholders.
Those nutrients also contribute to harmful algal blooms, and Piondi says a concerted effort by the state in the last decade has ensured those levels continue dropping. But she says with no comparable drop in fecal bacteria, the river and its tributaries are still at risk. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.